Wow. Okay, wow. Brandy.
Wow. Thank you.
And I have some words to say. I don't even, yeah, thank you to the Americana Music Association, first of all. Thank you all. It's so nice. You know, no one does activism alone. It's a collective effort. And our career is also a collective effort. From our high school English teacher, Ellis Lloyd, to John Blizzard, who took us under his wing at Little Five Points Pub, and our life of touring and privilege and rabble-rousing with a bunch of really cool people. The struggle for equality in our music scene, our ecosystem, this country, is not going to be easily won. It's going to take years to undo racism and homophobia that is woven into the fabric of this country and this music industry. Once Joan Baez said to me when we were talking about activism, she said, "I'm not going to pass my torch to anyone. I'm going to hang on to it, and I'm going to help others light theirs." We all need to keep that flame of social justice alive. We want to thank our mentors in this social justice movement, the women of Honor the Earth and the Indigenous Women's Network, that taught us everything we know about activism. We use everything they taught in our queer activism, in our activism for immigration issues, death penalty issues, reproductive rights, trans and queer kids, our work against suicide prevention, our work for suicide prevention. These women, Winona LaDuke, Cynthia Perez, Marcia Gomez, Ingrid Washinawatak, and Neelak Butler, are formative for us. Also, we want to say thank you to the activists that are actually working in the trenches against racism and homophobia and working to protect trans and queer kids and immigrant rights and suicide prevention and reproductive freedom. The women who mentored us in the music scene are very important to us from the earliest days. Caroline Aiken, Dee Dee Vogt, The Roaches, Joan Baez, Marin, June Millington, The Butchies, Joan Jett. All these women helped us discover who we are.
Joni Mitchell.
And Joni Mitchell. I'm going to let Emily talk too, but we want to thank the music business folks who listen to our songs without negative regard to our gender and our sexuality. We want to thank our manager, Russell Carter, and our management team, Kathy Lyons and Adrian Carter. We also want to thank our booking agent, Frank Riley, and Dino Dusko, who built our career. We've been with these people since we were 23 years old. We want to thank Angie Carlson, who does our publicity, and AOPA, and all the people at Rounder Records that are so awesome to us. We want to thank the audience who stuck with us through decades, passing our music around and helping to build our career. You helped us grow and evolve and taught us it is not the quantity of our audience, but the quality of our audience.
I really don't have anything to add to that, except that I love you. You're the fucking greatest. Thank you to my wife, Tristan, my daughter, Cleo, our peeps at home in Atlanta watching. Thank you for y'all's kindness. We're very, very humbled, honored, and grateful.